Hi, folks. This is Neely Tamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. I hope you're doing well today. Today's podcast is called How to Find a Tenant for Your Toronto Condo. So I wanted to talk to you about being a landlord and being a landlord specifically in Toronto. So if you have an investment property and if you have a condo located in Toronto, you obviously are going to need a tenant. The best way to find a tenant, in my experience, has always been through going through a realtor. And I say that, you know, you should go through a realtor just because I find that the caliber of tenants oftentimes is a little bit higher. So you have a few avenues in which you can take. You can, you know, hire the services of a realtor and have the details posted on realtor.ca on MLS. And you can find a tenant that way, or you can independently do a search for a tenant and post on various websites such as Kijiji, Craigslist, viewit.ca, and that sort of thing. The fact of the matter is people are busy, people have jobs, people don't have a ton of spare time. So if you are to find a tenant on your own and post your advertisement on websites such as again, Kijiji, Craigslist, and Viewit, the fact of the matter is that you'll have to be present for all the showings, you'll have to screen the tenants. There's a lot of legwork involved. Whereas if you hire the services of a realtor can do all that screening on your behalf. So that's the long and short of it. You know, I think it makes, you know, a lot of sense for people to leverage on a realtor because to save time, and as well, generally speaking, the caliber of tenant is a little bit better that's found on realtor.ca and MLS. Not always, but I found that the caliber is a little bit higher. And one thing that you have to be, you know, very vigilant about, obviously, is screening your tenant. You know, never compromise on, you know, checking the credit in particular, getting an employment letter, getting pay stubs, at least two recent pay stubs, as well as having the potential tenant fill out a rental application. On the rental application, you'll be able to see the references of the prospective tenant, the previous places of employment. You know, their driver's license should be on the rental application as well. You know, some key information that helps you gain a better picture of who the prospective tenant is. And when it comes down to the job letters and the pay stubs, never compromise on those. You know, definitely get a job letter. And when you get a job letter, you should verify the employment by calling the person on the job letter. So the job letter should either be issued by a manager for that prospective tenant at their company or an HR representative at the company. You should call that person to verify their employment. And in addition, obtaining pay stubs. If the prospective tenant, you know, is an employed salaried person, they'll have pay stubs. As such, you know, collecting at least two recent pay stubs is really important because it kind of gives you further evidence that the person is actually working. The fact of the matter is, you know, fraud is rampant. And, you know, especially when you're in major urban centers such as Toronto, you have, you know, people that follow the rules and then you've got the rule breakers. So it's not uncommon to come across people that are, you know, producing fraudulent information, trying to rent a condo in Toronto with false documents. So again, you really have to exercise your due diligence, do your background checks. Again, verify their employment, you know, look at their credit report, check out their references, you know, dig deep on them as well, you know, look at their online profile, who are they, you know, you're kind of a detective, you know, when it comes down to screening a tenant and finding out a little bit of who they are. Whenever information is omitted by a prospective tenant, that's always concerning because first you have to ask yourself, well, why is the information omitted, first off? And then the second point is, if the information is omitted and then you're asking for it, why is there opposition, if there is opposition in providing it? For example, you know, if you have a prospective tenant and they say, yes, we can provide you a job letter, but we don't have any, you know, pay stubs available. Well, why is that? You know, why are the pay stubs not available? Is it just a question of, you know, they don't have any on hand, you know, they, you know, haven't printed them off, you know, their online, you know, work portal. Whatever the case is that, you know, it really doesn't matter to you, you know, why the information is missing. But the bottom line is that you as a landlord, you are trying to mitigate your risk. You're trying to find a tenant that is going to pay you rent and pay you on time. So as such, you have to exercise sufficient due diligence in order to make sure that whoever is going to be renting your condo in Toronto is who they say they are and who has the capacity to pay the rent. The last point that I'm going to touch on here, as we're talking about how to find a tenant for your Toronto condo, is the credit report. Okay, so when we're dealing with major urban centers, again, the one of the great benefits about that is that there's a lot of competition to rent places. So as such, your pool of prospective tenants, you're going to have a very large pool to choose from. So as such, with a very large pool to choose from, you're going to have people from all over, you know. So all over in the sense that you're going to have people with poor credit, fair credit, good credit, excellent credit, all across the board, you know. And it's been my experience, you know, not to really kind of exclude people, you know, based on their personal situations and personal circumstances, but I would 100% focus on people with excellent credit. The reason I say that is that you have the ability to choose when you're in a marketplace, especially Toronto, and especially looking at, you know, condos downtown, you know, in the city, is that because you have such a large population of prospective tenants to choose from, you can pick and choose. You can be picky. You can really, you know, kind of nitpick and pick the ideal tenant that you want to have. And having said that, is that, you know, you don't have to compromise on renting your place to somebody with potentially poor credit, because the fact of the matter is that somebody with poor credit, you know, unfortunately, that's a track record of their ability to repay debts, you know. And like I said, coming full circle, as a landlord, your job is to mitigate risk. You know, you're not looking to take on more risk, you're looking to mitigate risk. So when you're looking to mitigate risk, you're looking at, okay, what is the safest situation I can have with my rental property, with my condo in Toronto, that I can find a tenant that's going to pay me on time. And the best bet for that is somebody with already a proven track record who's demonstrated an ability to pay their debts on time and in full. So that's what you're looking for. That's the type of tenant that you should be striving to achieve. And that's the type of tenant that you can obtain in a marketplace like Toronto, and especially with a rental property as a condo, is because, like I said, there's such a large rental pool and there's so many people that are looking to rent. There's a lot of demand, and as such, you as the landlord can be picky with who you choose. So once again, this podcast was called How to Find a Tenant for Your Toronto Condo. Be vigilant, do your due diligence, make sure that you are screening your tenants properly, because at the end of the day, the tenant is the most important asset. A lot of people think it's the property, but in fact, it's the tenant. If you have a great tenant that is respectful, that takes care of your property, that pays you on time, that's, you know, 90% of the battle. Okay, take care. We'll talk again soon. Once again, this was Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. Bye for now.